Hello.
Allee.
Welcome back to the podcast.
It's been a while.
No, it hasn't.
A week.
We're right on schedule.
Yep. Clockwork. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just posted a video on Instagram and it got blocked, so.
Why?
Because of the song.
Aww. Is there like a computer that catches those things?
Yeah, it has like a copyright code on it or something. I don't know.
So there's some little man listening?
I don't think so. I can't wait till there's a time where we don't have to worry about this anymore. Just like when we couldn't stream. Just like I tweeted. Remember when we used to have to buy every single song we listened to?
Yeah.
One day we're going to be able to use music on videos. I know it. We're going to be able to buy a subscription somehow.
Yeah. Well, that's a smart thing.
Well, and I mean, maybe not for people like, I don't know, like Rihanna, but for like mediocre level stars who want their music to get out, they should want them to be in all kinds of videos.
Yeah.
And so there's not really a platform for mediocre artists.
Yeah. Or like upcoming.
Yeah. So, that's just my thoughts.
I think that's a good thought.
Maybe I should come up with a platform.
How would you do it?
You gotta be able to build a platform. I don't know. Build an app.
Oh.
And I'd have to like...
People would upload their music to the app that you can then have regular Joe Blows go to choose whatever they like.
Yeah, on their videos.
That's a great...
I mean, they kind of already have SoundCloud, but it's not really like for that reason. It's more of like SoundCloud's like a YouTube of music. Like anybody can just post the songs they make.
Can you take a song from there?
Or not, would that copyright? Not really.
Copyright protected.
No, because they're not edited by like a label, but you can't really just like take it. Some of them you can download, but not really.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, we watched a lot of new TV this week.
Yes, we did.
So, let's just start with The Bachelor and The Women Tell All.
You don't want to start with the Fantasy Suites?
Well,
that was the first one. That was Monday.
That's what I'm considering The Bachelor.
Okay.
The Bachelor and The Women Tell All.
Oh, okay. You just said Bachelor Women Tell All. Okay.
Well, there's nothing in the Fantasy Suite, so...
Yeah, that's when she broke up with him.
Well, yeah, but there was not a Fantasy Suite.
Yeah, and then he jumped the fence. I mean, that all happened.
Yeah, so Colton finally jumped the fence, and long story short, if you didn't watch it, if you're like the only person in America who didn't watch it...
Yeah.
He jumped the fence because he loves Cassie, which I've been saying this whole time. I knew he was going to pick Cassie, but Cassie broke up with him.
Well, I mean, her dad showed up. What the heck? That was such a plan.
I thought he was going to show up so that he could give her permission.
I thought he was showing up to come get her. Like, time for my 15-year-old to come home. This is enough.
No. It's kind of
what he did.
No, I thought he was coming to give permission. That's what I said on my Instagram. Did you see that?
Yeah, but I didn't think that. When I saw him, it's like, he coming to take her home.
Well, I've never been a parent, so.
Well, but he did have one night with, what's her name?
Taisha.
And what happened there?
Like, nothing.
Just have sweet dreams and...
She said nothing.
Oh, okay. When did she say that?
The morning after.
Oh, maybe I was fast forwarding.
Yeah.
She said it like in her confessional or just...
Yeah.
In their conversation.
Yeah, she said we just had a great night, you know, talking and, you know, nothing happened.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that. I was doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's
He's saving his virginity for Cassie.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I would hate to think that the virgin would have sex in the fantasy suite with anybody. Right? Yeah. And I mean, is that what they usually do? I didn't think that they actually did that.
Nick Vale said that he didn't have sex with anybody except for Vanessa.
Which one's Vanessa?
The one he picked.
Oh.
The one that threw up in the plane.
Oh, in the flight simulator thing.
Yeah.
But they broke up, right?
Well, yeah. He picked her, but they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I just thought they did the fantasy suite so they could get away from the cameras and, like, have some good conversation and just...
Oh, that's so innocent.
Well, I mean, who wants to have sex on TV?
Well, I think the reporters, like, or not the reporters, the producers and stuff, like, go to bed. Like, they really do leave them. So that's, like, the first time they're ever by themselves.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
I don't know, but it was very dramatic. Most dramatic season ever. But the women tell all.
That was so good.
The women tell all was great.
Yeah.
Demi was assaulted.
Yeah, she was.
She must have known that that was coming in some way or something, because her ghetto ass would have stood up and punched her if she didn't know.
I think Demi's a chicken. You didn't? Did you see during the season when they had a group date and they had to do the boxing?
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't even swing, and that other girl was just beating her up. She's a chicken. She's all
tall. I don't know. She seems like some girls I went to junior high with.
Yeah. Everybody reminds you of somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just too much, though. She needs to reel it in.
Yeah. Did you see Reality Steve tweeted, how many double hand waves are we going to see tonight?
Oh, no, I didn't. I usually do follow him. He's good.
And I didn't even notice until I read that, and then they're all double hand waving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how come we have to keep having this bullying conversation with that Havana girl who was, like, irrelevant to the entire show?
Because she's a victim.
Yeah. I loved when they all started bullying, ganging up on her.
Especially the girls in the back row.
Yeah. Who were the girls in the back? Yeah, I don't know.
One. It's like, were you even on this show?
The one with their boobs out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, who's the boobs in the back?
Yeah, she's trying to be relevant. She just kept talking, and it's kind of like, she shouldn't talk.
Yeah, she was like, you told everyone that I have, I can't. I'm like, oh. She's like, you won't even let me talk. In my opinion, this needs to be taken very loosely. Okay?
Taken.
Bullying happens. Bullying happens, I think, in, like, middle school, high school. Bullying happens. That's real. But once you're an adult, unless it's in some kind of, like, assault or whatever.
At gunpoint.
Yeah, it's not, there's no such thing as bullying. Like, okay, so she's talking about you to that person. That's bullying?
No, that's just, I mean, you have to allow yourself to be bullied to be bullied.
Exactly. And, like, in school, you have to keep going there. You have to keep going there every single day. You have to be in those classes. If you're an adult, you don't have to be on The Bachelor with these people. She should have just been like, bye, I'm leaving. I would have been like, okay, I have respect.
Yeah.
But no, she's like, you want to let me talk.
No. You are totally right.
When I'm on The Bachelor, I'm going to be there for the wrong reasons and the bully probably.
And the bully. You're going to be like, no way. Are you crying again? But then you would be friends with Demi. I really don't see that. You love Demi so much. I don't see that you would have been her friend.
I don't think I would have been friends with Demi.
No.
I think I probably would have been friends with Kaylin and Cassie.
You probably would have been friends with Hannah B.
Well. Maybe. For their big mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're making predictions now. Tally it up, people, on 3-7. Hannah B. will be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, okay? I say Hannah B. I've been saying Hannah B. since day one.
Well, I say Hannah B. based off of the PR answers that she was answering. The looked.
I can't believe it wouldn't be Kaylin, though. Unless they offered it to her and she just said no, like she had no interest.
I think Kaylin's going to go on Bachelor in Paradise.
I think that seems opposite. I would think Hannah B. would go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe they'll throw us for a loop. I think Kaylin would be a boring bachelorette, though.
Yeah, but she'd be like the pitiful one, kind of like Becca was, or, you know, the one that got jilted. Like, I don't know. Like, she would be the pitiful one. Like, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. You just said the same thing three times.
Got a lot of words.
Well, I don't know.
So, two more nights of that next week.
I can't wait.
It's a lot.
I talked a lot of shit about this season at the beginning if these podcasters were here. And it came around.
It doesn't matter who the Bachelorette will be.
Well, I just need to remember to myself, the first, like, 3 weeks, I don't like.
Yeah, because you don't know anybody, and they're all...
It's stupid dates where they're punching each other, and...
Yeah, yeah. So. Or going camping, or...
Yeah.
Running in the woods and eating grub worms.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back for the finale, the final rose, next week.
Yes.
Well, we got Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over it.
Well, I think it's going to get better.
You said that last week.
But I saw previews for the rest of the season, and it seems good. Tom Sandoval is going to lay into Big Fat Katie. I mean, oh, no. I fat shamed her. Katie. Because Katie is, guess what? A bully.
Yeah.
So, well, I can't wait to see that, because I agree.
Yeah, she
can dish it all out. But I don't think there's one thing about her and she's crying to Lisa.
Yeah, she's not a bully. She's insecure.
Yeah.
And gained a ton of weight.
Yeah. Did you see her? I know you did, because you told me to turn it on. What she looked like on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, she needs to fire her stylist.
I mean, I was doing stuff, so I wasn't paying that close attention. And when I walked by the TV, I literally thought she had gray hair, because she had all that glitter in her hair.
Spray sparkles.
That was the ugliest thing ever. And then we don't even talk about the outfit. Oh, my gosh.
The purple leisure suit.
With a extra large T-shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Like a throwaway T-shirt you get at a band concert or something. I don't know what it was.
She's trying to be trendy, but it's not flattering for her body.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, Stassi met her future mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Who is a weird lady.
Well, he's weird.
I didn't think he was that weird, but man. I would be worried about what my kids are going to look like, because that lady was not pretty at all. Sad to say.
You said that you can't do that. You can't be thinking about that.
Well, he's not. I mean, I don't. Maybe he looks like his dad, because I don't think he's bad looking.
No, he's pretty plain looking.
Yeah. But... Yeah, so her mother-in-law just likes to do these talks.
She just likes to get people in a room to talk. And then they talk about relationships. Like, she doesn't, you know, get paid, or she's not a, you know, an expert of any kind. She just likes to get a group together and talk about their sex life and stuff, their relationships.
That's weird.
Did you see it?
Not that part. I saw where Lala got a Range Rover for sleeping with Rand the first night.
Why is he Rand this week? Last week he was Randall.
I don't know.
Before that, he was my man. Now he's Ran.
We already talked about why he was my man.
I know, but now he's hip and Ran?
I don't know. I think it's funny that Saucy's shocked.
She's a whore. Oh, yeah. Like, she didn't know.
Well,
everybody
knew.
Everybody talked about it.
Well, I didn't know she got a Range Rover having sex with him one time.
That was the whole deal when she started driving that Range Rover. When she was a hostess at Sir, when they were all against her, that was all what came up. It's who's paying your bills, Lala.
How do you
drive that car, Lala?
I do remember that.
I mean, why would Stassi be shocked? Maybe she's shocked that it was the first night.
Maybe. Stassi's
maybe thought it was like a few months of a relationship or something. I don't know.
But I mean, if I was her and I was dating him, I would expect it as well. What is she getting out of this?
Yeah, because she needs to get paid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't date him unless I was getting paid, so I don't...
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
I agree. I'm not shocked either. But...
So...
Yeah. So, one more thing about Bo's mom... She told everybody that our instincts or our behaviors come from our reptile brains. We all have a reptile brain. And our reptile brains are what motivates us and moves us emotionally to do the things we do.
I'm glad I didn't watch that.
It's insane. But guess who grasped it and took off? Kristen.
Saucy? Oh.
Why is Kristen in every dang show and like the talk of the whole show? I mean, she's got nothing.
I don't know.
Carter hasn't talked for 3 or 4 years. He had the biggest part this week. I mean, in the bedroom fighting with Stassi and Katie. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm done with that.
I didn't even know Carter was ever on the show.
He was like just this extra person hanging around Kristen.
Oh.
Ariana does not want children.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I don't like her bitchy attitude.
Well, in my opinion.
She's Tom.
Yeah, Tom just needs. Tom's a beta.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what that means, a beta means you're the opposite of an alpha. So you need an alpha to run your life. So,
but you can run somebody's life and not be a bully.
Yeah. I feel like he would do whatever if she just said it nicely.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if she's in charge, I mean, he'll go with it. She just doesn't need to, like, you know, well, and then Jax. Did you see where Jax, Tom said, look, y'all, you know, and he's telling just the guys, y'all don't
stop asking. Up. Yeah.
And so then the next time they're together, Jack's like, hey, I just want to apologize for keep bringing up the thing about the baby.
He's so stupid.
She's getting madder and madder. And she, in her little confessional, she goes, it's none of your business, Jax. Get out of my vagina. And it's like, ugh, you're so gross.
Ew, I hate when people are vulgar like that for no reason.
I know. And it's like, she's just like one of those, like, she thinks she's just one of those boss women, you know? Like, get out of my vagina. Vagina, Jax.
It's only funny to. It's only. I only appreciate when people are vulgar if it's for the sake of being funny.
Yeah. We just have regular conversation.
Well, let's talk about Summer House.
First of all, I have watched that show from the beginning and I've always liked it. It's got such a different vibe.
Yeah, it really does. I don't know what it is.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, it's not like. Vanderpump.
No.
And it's not like Below Deck.
Nope. And it's not Housewives, definitely. It could be close to Southern Charm.
But not really, because they don't live anywhere. Not quite.
Yeah. And they don't live there. They just kind of meet up on the weekends. And then they all are in the same house.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't like Lindsay.
No, man. Talk about somebody who's gotten vulgar and she's getting worse and worse every year. I do like her hair, though. She looks good.
She's really processed. It's like she sees herself every season and she's like, oh, I hate that. And like changes it to something more severe and more processed.
Yeah, she's had a boob job for sure.
Yeah.
Since last season. Her hair is bleached.
I think that was two seasons ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when she was still with whatever his name was.
Everett.
So odd, huh?
I know. That's why I always remember it.
Well, they still got the two old guys, Carl and Kyle. And I think Kyle's probably pushing 40. I don't know.
And Carl is such a beta.
How about, can he have more pairs of white jeans and white shorts?
Yeah, he's not really a beta. He's more of just like a douche lord.
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks he's a player.
Yeah, and he has a lisp.
And big ears. I think he looks like a cartoon character.
I think he's probably attractive enough, like if you saw him in person, but it's the lisp.
Yeah, I agree. He's got a little feminine thing going on. I'm not sure what it is.
He's also too processed. Like, yeah. He probably gets his chest waxed.
I don't know. I have one complaint about the show, is that they're constantly, or like, you know, at the end of a night or the beginning of a day or whatever, they show the camera shots from each room all in one shot.
It reminds me of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, and you can't see them all at once, and then by the time you're trying to see what's going on, it's over. So I gotta rewind to see what I didn't see on the bottom corner, you know, like a security camera.
Yeah, that's funny.
I do that the whole time I'm watching it. Well, like, oh man, what was going on in that room? I didn't see it.
I don't know what the vibe is with Kyle and Big Boobed Amanda, but their vibe and like they're just downers. Like, I don't usually think that. Like, I don't usually think that about, like, I don't know, like people in relationships on the shows. Like, I'm not like, oh, they're a downer, but they really are. They're just like downers. I don't know if they edit it like that. Like, I was on Lindsay's side.
Oh, me too. Like, had that first night.
Yeah, like, let's cook.
Why would you want to stay in the kitchen with them?
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere.
And like, he gets into bed and then like farts. I'm like, ew, are they 80?
Yeah. And I think that's the problem. She wants to be that. He doesn't want to be that.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to, they're trying to act like they are that.
Yeah. Well, and that's what Lindsay said.
Yeah. What was the 17-page email?
He emailed everybody because they don't like Amanda, and they excluded her from stuff, and they, like, took her.
They deleted her from social media.
Deleted her and, like, cropped her out of pictures and stuff when they would see each other in New York and all that stuff.
Why? What happened? I don't remember.
Just because they don't like her. Well, this started out last time. They were fighting because they wanted the big rooms and all that stuff. So they're always fighting.
Okay.
Well, and Lindsay's always been friends with Kyle. And it's like Kyle's different now that he's with Amanda. Because they showed the pictures where she's been coming to the summer house since like 2012.
Yes. Yeah.
So I get
7 years.
Yeah, I get that.
And then he sends a 17-page email. What a wussy.
Yeah. But I like the new people. I like the ratchet girl from Jersey. Is that how she described herself?
The tennis girl?
Yeah.
That girl is awesome. She's legit.
Did you hear what she said?
Well, I think so. Go ahead.
She said when she was talking about the guy, She was like, yeah, I think he's cute, but he wants a Southern Belle, and I'm just a ratchet girl from Jersey.
Yeah.
I was like, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks Jersey. She looks rough.
Yeah, and I liked the other one. I liked she looks like rich New York.
Well, Paige is from upstate New York.
Yeah, she looks like
big
rich.
Big Italian Catholic family. Yeah, very conservative. Yeah, she said when she told her parents she was going to live in a house, she's 26 years old, and her dad still had a fit.
The horror. The horror.
Yeah, just wait till he watches it on TV.
I loved her haircut. She has the perfect face and hair for...
Oh, yeah. I thought she was very attractive.
Blunt, short cut with those big eyes.
Mm-hmm. A nice, nice smile.
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty.
She's going to get screwed over by Carl, so we'll just wait for that.
Oh, is that what you saw in the
movies? Something along those lines.
Yeah. Who's what's the name of the brunette that was with Lindsay? The one from last season.
D something? Danielle?
Danielle.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't stand her.
No.
I didn't like her last year. I like her more this year.
She got to be friends with the popular girl, and now she thinks she's popular. And it's like, you're only popular because you're with the popular girl. You know?
And that's how she's acting. Uh-huh. Like, hey, don't mess at me, bitches. Like,
yeah. I've seen this story time and time again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Not interested. Thank you. Next.
Like, she's trying to pick a fight with Carl.
Yeah.
Let's just get the elephant out of the room. Yeah. You're the elephant in the room.
Yeah. That's a good line.
I know. I liked it. Okay. And can we talk about the new guy? The new boy?
Okay. He's gay?
Well, no. He's not.
Well, yes. He is.
Because he works with the other two girls, and he flirts with them.
Okay. Well, he's gay. I know somebody like him that's also gay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just likes to takes his picture on Instagram with no shirt.
Yeah, it's like he could maybe go straight, but then you're like, if he said he was gay, you'd be like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, not surprised. Well,
so, I'm looking forward to a great season.
Really impressed with his body, but I think he looked just like a bony little skinny guy.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed at all. I was like, they're not flattering his angles.
No, right.
Well, our new favorite housewives are back. Not our new ones, our New York ones.
Yes, they're getting quite old. I noticed that.
Well, I just think Sonia was hilarious. That whenever they were in the car when Tinsley was driving, I was laughing out loud.
Why?
Because she was just like, I should have gave whatever her dog is a Xanax. Like, the way she was acting because Tinsley couldn't drive was just so funny.
How about that vehicle?
Yeah.
At least she's been sleeping with him more than one night.
Yeah. Well,
I thought it was beautiful. Beautiful Bentley.
Yeah, I thought it was great. They're hella rich.
Oh yeah,
they're not like Dallas.
No, I think Dallas and OC, especially OC last season with those two new girls who just lived in like a regular neighborhood.
Yeah,
they're the low rent.
Yeah,
but I did like New York. I love that they're in the Hamptons right now.
Yeah, I loved the rundown of Luann's year by the what's her name?
Dorinda. How cruel.
Well, she pissed her off and she messed with the wrong mafia queen. I know.
And so that's going to be the whole season is Dorinda fighting with Luann about the drinking.
Giovanni.
Did you see in the preview she said she never did that?
No, I saw on Watch What Happens Live she also said she never did that.
Oh my God. She's a straight up alcoholic. I mean, they showed those clips of her drinking.
She said she was cutting down.
Well, she also said she's losing weight, but I don't know.
I've never seen somebody slur their words like that. Like, she kind of has a speech impediment.
When she's drinking or just ever?
Kind of both.
I mean, when you start slurring like that, you can't really walk. I mean, usually, I mean, it's like, and she's still. Like,
I've seen a lot of drunk bitches, and none of them have been that drunk.
And Dorinda's that drunk every show.
Well.
So how about Bethany's boyfriend, kind of? I don't think they were actually seeing each other anymore when he died.
I don't think
but he died of an overdose.
Yeah, sad. For his kids.
She said her daughter wanted to text him.
I know. That's sad.
And then she let her. And then that was the most bizarre thing. I don't know. That was just weird.
Yeah. I felt. But, it's sad.
Yeah.
Sad that he did that to everybody who's left.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that little girl.
I know. Because Bethany, I mean, I think Bethany's being really emotional about it, but she wasn't dating him. She didn't want to be with him.
Yeah, I think she seems like she's crying because of the fact that she wasn't dating him.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? Like, she's sad that she wasn't dating him and that he killed himself because she wasn't dating him, probably.
I don't know. I thought she looked terrible. She's skinny and bony, even more so.
Yeah.
And then slutty Ramona with the guy that's teaching her swimming lessons. That's so uncomfortable.
Well,
the way she comes on to everybody.
Was he unaware?
I don't know. He's foreign. Maybe he just, I don't know. Or maybe he just ignores it. But anybody that she comes into contact with, hey, you're looking pretty good. Hey. Oh.
Yeah, that's sexual assault.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not assault, but.
Harassment.
Uncomfortable.
Harassment.
Oh, well, I guess, oh, no, you're gay. Figures. Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, it's just, how do you get to that with every stranger you meet? You know?
I don't know. I guess it's for the show.
I don't know. I think she's like that.
Well.
I don't think Ramona is acting one bit on that show.
No, I don't think Sonia is either.
I don't think any of them are.
No.
They're all themselves. Now, maybe the situations might be a little bit produced, but even then, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Like Sonia, Tinsley went and tried on wedding dresses last season. Well, Sonia
taping up her curtains. Yeah.
Her towels.
Yeah.
She has no curtain. And how about, okay, so she's in a one-bedroom, 1,000-square-foot apartment now after being in that brownstone 3 stories. And she still has an intern who has to help her.
She's like, what's taking so long? It's toast.
Can you imagine somebody bringing you breakfast in your bed?
No.
I don't think I'd want that, even if I could have it.
No, I think she's so interesting. I think she's the most interesting one. She's unique.
They all are. Yeah. I mean, she was born to be rich, or, I mean, you'd swear she was, but I think she just married an old man that had money and stayed married for 10 years, and then that's that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, I think they all are. I miss Carol. I wish Carol was still there.
I do.
They fired her.
Well, I thought Carol and Bethany could bond over Bethany's friend dying.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, she's not on the show.
I know. But so are they going to have that other lady, like her sub? Like the replacement?
Oh, the one that's friends with Luann?
Yeah, the one that they did an intervention.
I don't think so, because she's not on the homepage.
She's not holding an apple?
I don't think so.
Because she just seems like a regular Long Island lady. She doesn't seem like one of the New York crew, you know.
No, she's not rich enough.
Yeah, and she's common, you could tell.
Yeah. Well,
so
moving on.
Sure.
To the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah. They're still in the Bahamas, crazy women.
I know.
And they're still talking about that freaking.
Yeah, I'm done.
Fighting about the dog.
I'm done about the dog.
Except they all are convinced, if it's true that Lisa Vanderpump is that slick and that conniving, I mean, I'm impressed.
I don't think that she planned for Kyle and, what's her name, Teddy to be the pawns. She intended for her little employee, little minion, to be the pawn.
I think so.
And then it just spread to them, and then she was like, well, whatever. tarnish her name all around town. Go for it.
Yeah. It just so happens that he tells Teddy.
Yeah. Because that was before the show even anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. She probably just wanted
it around town.
Just around town, not for the show. And then it turns out it's for the show. I don't know. Seems awfully convenient that it happened on the show too, but anyway, I don't know. I wonder
if when they come back, like after they've had all the seasons, like do they have to, the producers have to come up like with something, and they have to start filming with something in mind. Like they don't just film just like,
you like know what, oh, I mean? Hey, everybody's at lunch. Let's go.
Yeah.
Camera.
I mean, I guess they do, but they have to, like, they must pick up on something. So they picked up on the dog thing, and then they just run with it.
Right. And they probably have, like, these, meetings, you know, and they have to talk about, okay, well, here's what happened last season. And so,
yeah, exactly.
Are we going to keep on with this?
Yeah. Because they don't, you know, they're not just recording and just like, yeah, I hope we get a good show.
Dorit and Teddy, you know, really had a bad, you know, patch. And at the reunion, they hated each other. So,
yeah. For sure.
I would and love like, to see a show where they do the construction of the show.
Well, like, and the first episode, they have Dorit and Erica Jane together at Erica's house. Like, since when? They don't even like each other.
Exactly. And Erica Jane's just sitting there looking at.
Yeah. Like, okay, today we need her to come over and talk about her dog story. And Erica's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I would like to mention that on the day, whatever day it is, and they're in the Bahamas, some of the girls go snorkeling.
Yeah.
Some girls go golfing.
I was like, how come they don't all get to go snorkeling? Because it sucks. I know.
Lisa and Kyle go shopping.
Yeah, for a Rolex.
A Rolex in the Bahamas. It's like, I don't know about that. But yeah, it's like, so that's all, you know. Well, Lisa's not going to snorkel. I mean, come on. Yeah. They needed to find somebody to hang around with Lisa.
Yeah.
She doesn't even get in the water on the beach. She sits in her big Afghan and 3 foot straw hat under an umbrella.
Yeah.
Which I probably would do that too, but I'd get in the water. I'd go snorkeling. Did you see there were no fish or anything?
Yeah. They're like, all right, ladies, we have three options today. You can do A, B, or C.
How about Teddy golfing?
Oh, that was bad.
Most awkward, ugly stuff I've ever seen.
She should have done the snorkeling.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she can't swim either. She might just be a good for nothing tomboy. She can't do anything sporty. She should have went shopping.
Well, how about Erica?
Man, she had a good golf
game. I know. I was like, dang, she looks like a pro.
Well, she said she went golfing the first time with her husband and beat him, and he never took her again.
Yeah. That's funny.
I don't know what kind of relationship they have, but I would like to know more about that.
Well, he's never on the show.
Right. Well, he was the first season because they would go to dinner with Lisa and
Ken
and Jicky.
Jicky. I want to name my dog Jicky.
Okay. You're not getting a dog.
I know.
Child abuse.
I know. I don't want to take care of a dog.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And they wake up in the night, poop in their
cage. Oh, hell no. I don't want to do that. Well, what else happened on Beverly Hills? Is that all?
They had a little baby stork. No. Not a stork. A flamingo. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Lisa and Kyle, after their hard morning of shopping, stopped to have lunch at this little cabana place. It looked like just an empty cabana with a table on the beach. And whoever, the waitress or whatever, comes up to get their order. And Kyle said, I understand that you have, or I hear a rumor that there are baby flamingos around this beach. And she goes, oh yeah, I'll see if I can find some. It, no joke, looks like a little puff ball with aww, long thick legs. They were so cute.
Aww. Were they pink
all around? Huh?
Were they pink?
It was kind of a it was kind of a blush color, like aww, the babies hadn't matured yet, like, to have a full-blown color. Like, they were still kind of a you know, like a newborn. They were so cute. Aww. They were walking around. That was cute. But that was all the drama. There wasn't a lot of drama except for the dog thing.
Well, I liked the petal for your daiquiri.
Oh, yeah.
And it got me thinking. Nobody says the word daiquiri anymore. That's an obsolete term. You can't order a daiquiri, like, on a menu.
Really? You know that for sure?
Well, I've never seen... The only person I've ever heard say daiquiri was you.
Man, and we used to have a daiquiri factory. That was the best.
That's all I've heard. Is you talking about the drive-through daiquiri
daiquiri factory and get some drinks.
Yeah.
Strawberry daiquiri in a plastic cup.
What is a daiquiri?
It has rum.
Is it frozen?
Yeah, it's a frozen daiquiri, like a pina colada, a daiquiri. Oh. Yeah.
I've had a daiquiri then.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you have.
They just don't call them that anymore.
I wonder what they call them.
I've had, like, frozen lemonade.
Hmm.
There was this drink at Texas State called an Octane. And it was, like, orange flavored, but it was, like, a snow cone.
Yeah. Was it tequila?
I think it was Everclear.
Ew.
Yeah, it was gross. But it was like a dollar.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but you can only have like half.
Give me a double.
Huh? You only have like half one or else you feel like you'd throw up because of it. It's like drinking the snow cone. Ugh. Yeah.
So... Yeah, I did like the petal. Lisa Rinna's bathing suit was like, wow.
Oh, I didn't notice.
I swear, it was a one-piece white, but high-cut, you know, like a 1985 bathing suit cut. Mm-hmm. And then she straddles that seat on that bike. I thought, okay, we're going to see some hoochie or some butt or something, because there's not enough bathing suit to cover all that, but anyway.
I am glad that the 80s bathing suits are back in style, because they are much more flattering.
Yeah, they are. That high cut. Yeah. High-waisted and then high cut. Yes, I agree.
Yep. Well, that's all the TV I watched.
I think me too. I don't have any more notes.
Me either.
We watched a lot, though. It seemed like we were trying to hurry. It's two nights of The Bachelor that screwed it all up.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Colton crying. Jeez.
Yeah, for real. Is there anything you're obsessed with this week?
I kind of am. I've been thinking about what I'm obsessed with, and I'm kind of obsessed with documentaries.
Oh, yeah. I think you said that last time.
I did. Okay. I've been watching. But so upset that I could not watch the Michael Jackson.
Oh, my clients were talking about it today and they said it was disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody, one of my clients said that she couldn't sleep.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like Michael could be that way.
Wade Robson started touring with him at 6. And his parents were like, I interviewed apparently, and his parents were like, well, I mean, he was a dancer and, you know, it seemed legit. And, you know.
Who lets their child go some, go?
I don't know. I mean. Would you have, what would you have done? Like, gone with you or something?
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, think about it. If I was 6 and Michael Jackson said, you should come on tour with me, would you have said no?
I might have said no. I mean, you're my little baby. You're not, I'm not just giving you away to somebody to go work.
Well, I mean, I think so, but I think letting them go without you for sure.
I mean, I maybe would go also. I don't know. I guess you never know till you're in that position, but.
Well, I've never had a kid, but I've never also can't imagine if Michael Jackson offered your kid to dance with them. Yeah, I don't see
why. But like, who's taking care of your little child?
Yeah, I don't see how a 6-year-old needs to be on tour. I thought from my knowledge that he was like 15.
Well, I thought they were 12.
Well, 15, like, that's when, you know.
Yeah. People send their kids to boarding school at junior high and freshman level. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see maybe letting your kid go at 15.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know.
Well, what I heard about the documentary was, and it's something that you need to think about, or people need to think about, especially because the documentaries are becoming all the rage. If you just turn on Netflix, there's a whole category of them. We watched Gaga. We watched Studio 54. We watched the R. Kelly. Now, R. Kelly's documentary got his behind in trouble, which I don't know how for the last 20 years he's been not in trouble.
Yeah.
But what I was listening to the other day, it was Monday actually, and somebody was talking on talk radio about the documentary, and they said, you know, all of this is one-sided, and whatever the creator and the director decide to put in the documentary, it's not a court case. They don't have to show both sides. They've only shown what they want to show, and people are taking it at that face value. You know,
sure thing.
Michael Jackson's dead. You know, so kind of.
Yeah.
Just because they're saying it's a documentary doesn't mean it's all true. But.
True. That's why you have to have a vlog.
Yeah. But, you know, when you have interviews from the actual people that were there, I mean, it's their opinion. If you just keep in mind, well, that's their opinion and they were there. You can decide if it's true. But, yeah. So I'm kind of obsessed with that. I wish I could. I don't know where we'll get to watch it. I don't have HBO. I don't know if they're going to, like, put it on other, like, on Netflix eventually. But I'd like to watch that one. Watched the R. Kelly one. And R. Kelly went cuckoo this week on an interview on the CBS show.
Yeah.
Keep saying, Gail, you feel me, Gail?
Yeah.
Now?
I don't know. I still think it's a scary time. Just like you were saying that you can just. What if I just decided to make a video about some guy I know and just said. I mean, he's not famous. He's not R. Kelly. But I could say that he did whatever I wanted to say he did.
Exactly.
So.
And everybody would say, wow, did you see that video?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he did marry that 15-year-old girl.
Well, so. Ellie, I mean, I think there's a lot of evidence, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like when we watched the fire. Or fry, whatever it is. It's fire. Everybody kept saying fry. You know. it just laid out the events as it happened, but I still at the end had a lot of questions. Like, how did the people not do that? How did, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just have to, you just can't think that everything you see is absolute truth. Yeah. But I do enjoy it, though. I like a true story better than a movie any day.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love reality TV.
Well, I wish that they still played Hollywood True Story. I love that.
I did, too. Why did they stop doing that?
I don't know. Like, where they grew up.
Yeah.
How they got found, how they got famous. I loved that show.
Yeah, I did too.
They used to play marathons.
And I also like, you know, like 48 Hours and Dateline and stuff. But
no, you're too scared. I live by myself.
Because there's one on Netflix right now and it's getting a lot of hype. And I think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it by myself, though. You won't watch it with me. It's called... Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah, everybody's been... I've had like 10 people beg me to watch it so that we could talk about it. I'm not watching it.
Well, it's probably kind of like the Dirty John thing is what I gather, because I saw little snippets of an interview with the actual lady. She said all of the families were best friends.
Yeah, and it's like people stupid with kids. I don't even have kids. Yeah,
and like the parents were like, oh, okay, you're going to take my daughter to live with you for a year? Okay.
Yeah.
And he abducted her and abused her. So it's like, that's not
what
happened in my life.
In
my family. So it's like, it's something that happened, but it's like, that's just like Dirty John. That all happened because they were stupid.
But maybe if you watch it, I'll watch it. After you tell me if it's scary enough.
Okay, I will do that. Anyway, what are you obsessed
with? Well, I'm always obsessed with YouTube, but I have a new channel I've been watching. And I'm obsessed with it, not necessarily because of the content. I'm obsessed with it because of the mindset. He was just, like, obsessed with YouTube and decided he wanted to make a YouTube channel. And then now he has, like, 10 million followers. So... Well, his channel is like, he does like, for example, he filled his dad's backyard with like 10,000 pennies or something. So he does like extreme stuff like that. But just, I heard him on a podcast talking about how. I'm interested in that. And then I'm also interested in this guy named Jay Shetty, his podcast. He is a former monk, and now he's an inspirational speaker.
Oh.
And so his podcast is called What's My Purpose, I think, or Purpose. And he has, like, very, very deep conversations about, like, life, but then they're also very, it's, like, so basically explained, like, it's, like, duh, and then it's, like, you would be happy if you did X, Y, and Z. I don't know. It's kind of like his monk thinking, like, you know how they're so minimalist?
Yeah. Oh, you still there?
Yeah. Sorry, I was getting a phone call.
Oh.
But you know how they're so minimalistic?
Yeah. And so, yeah. So basic.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like his thoughts on like everything is like very basic, but then also like deep in the same sentence. Like it sounds like when you hear like people who say like high chats, like people who are high are like, dude, what if the sky is like made out of like water? But like it's almost like it's like that.
Well, good. What's his name?
Jay Shetty.
Okay. I'll check
it
out.
And he's British.
Oh, good.
So he has a British accent when he's speaking on his podcast.
Cheerio, mate. Very good.
And we're here for Project Runway next week.
Yes, I can't wait. Woo! Get her done.
Get her done. Make it work.
Let's get her done. Oh, that's
I don't know.
That's the redneck guys. Get her, yeah. Get her done.
You know what I heard on Summer House and it made my skin crawl?
What?
Let's do the damn thing.
Where does that come from?
Becca!
Oh, yeah. That's almost as bad as Colton nailed it.
Well, at least he didn't have, like, a catchphrase. The virgin. But I know Hannah Beast is going to be like, love me fiercely, rawr.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to be so aggravated the whole season. I can't wait for you to be aggravated the whole season.
Oh, yeah, I will.
That's going to be the best.
Well, stay tuned. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like.
Yes.
Tweet me.
Next week.
All right. See you on the next one.
Next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.